Thanks for finding Organic Matters. We're back into real-time shows. For those that listen to me regularly, and I have a few people that have written me, I have been doing what I call best of programs. I had a little bit of a medical problem, and then on top of that, I had an electronic. I had no way to produce for a while. So we're back on real-time. Something a little different for the beginning of the show. I'm going to give you the benefits and maybe some questions about coffee, of all things, and it came up in my health problem, and that's why I decided to look it up. So at least I'm going to call it some life-changing benefits from scientific studies. Now, this is just not some guy that wants to sell you coffee. These are findings from some scientific studies they did, because coffee is basically the drink of the United States still. In other parts of the world, tea seems to be more prominent, but here there's a lot of people drinking a lot of coffee. As a general statement to begin with, research shows coffee can make you healthier, smarter, and more productive. And even if you don't like coffee, sometimes in the right situation, other sources of caffeine can also be helpful. These facts are sort of a mishmash I've put together, but I'll try to quote them exactly. And if you even want the sources, I guess you can write me at Nature Approved and I'll send them to you. Science says coffee is really, really good for you. For one thing, coffee can make you healthier. A study published in Circulation magazine, which is a peer-studied magazine, found coffee can reduce the risk of stroke by about 20%. A meta-analysis of over 125 studies, kind of a throw-together of all of it, was published in the Annual Review of Nutrition and found that coffee can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by about 30%, the risk of Parkinson's disease by over 30%, and the risk of cancer by somewhere in the 20% range. Coffee can also help keep you trimmer. In a study I found in the Journal of Functional Foods, it indicated caffeine can slow the weight gain from obesogenic diet, fat foods, people, a fancy way of saying it's going to make you gain weight, by reducing the storage of lipids in fat cells and the production of the things we call triglycerides. Coffee can even help counteract some of the negative health consequences of sitting around all day. According to a study, this one I found in the, it's called the BMC Journal. It's a peer-reviewed college journal. Coffee can also make you happier. Strange, isn't it? A study of over 260,000 people, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found that people who drank four or more cups of coffee a day, that's more than I drink, were nearly 10% less likely to become depressed than those who didn't drink coffee. Even though it's pretty obvious to us coffee drinkers, coffee can help kickstart your day. The caffeine, there's some science behind it, in your cup of coffee attaches to a part of your neurons that is normally what we call adenosine, the hormone that makes you sleepy. Caffeine then, however, also causes those neurons to fire more rapidly. Combined with the adenosine blocked receptors, which is what you get when you first take your first sip, with heightened neuron stimulation, and boom, in common English, you're perkier. You're more awake. You're more alert. But look at these, at least one or two more things I found as far as performance benefits because you drink coffee. A study published in Nature Neuroscience found that giving participants about 200 milligrams of caffeine in a tablet form, but that would be equal to two cups of normal coffee, after they studied a series of images, caused them to perform better on those memory tests the next day. According to the researchers, their enhanced pattern separation ability was there, recognizing the difference between two similar but not identical items, reflected a deeper level of memory retention over time. I do want to mention here, after reading that whole article, the word you want to look at is after. While there's no research showing ingesting coffee prior to creating new memories will enhance the retention, ingesting coffee after a learning task improved memory recall up to at least 24 hours later. Trying to be more specific, but I'm going to tell you this is a little wordy because it's a direct study from a science attempt at studying memory in coffee. It was in a Geoscience magazine, found that plant alkaloids, and again, this is going to get wordy, helped mice acquire, retain, structure, and apply information related to the surroundings and their physical environment. In other words, it makes sense. The experiment focused on remembering their physical environment. Reason, and they try to put a little humor into this, it was kind of hard to get the mice to do math, so they did it with the relationships of their environment. To try to keep this at my 8th grade level, what they did find is there is a substance in coffee. I'll say it one time. It's trigonilline. The average mouse showed significant memory and memory application improvement. That substance seemed to appear to change the mice's, their brains themselves. And mice who had ingested that particular part of coffee had better neurotransmitter release, less neuroinflammation, and in overall studies, it showed the phenomenon gave them cognitive aging at a slower rate than if they don't ingest it. In short, let's get in English. Coffee can improve your memory and help you better apply what you've already learned. And still another study I came across in the published scientific journal Consciousness and Cognition. They found that caffeine equivalent to just one cup of coffee helped improve what they call convergent thinking. And again, 8th grade English me. In other words, determining the best answer to a question. Now keep in mind, study participants didn't generate more ideas. It's not making them more creative in that way, but they were quicker to sift through the ideas and find the best answer. They weren't more creative, but they were more alert, more focused, and incidentally, on the aside it says here, they were actually in a better mood. The coffee, in essence, helped the participants find correct answers to relatively standard questions by using knowledge and experience to spot patterns and apply solutions. It improves our ability to come up with new ideas, to try to do something new, encounter a series of problems, create solutions that lead to more problems, and then still solve those problems. In short, what they're really saying is, use a problem-solving cycle to be more creative, and coffee enhances your ability to do that. In one other study that I read about, and I'm just going to paraphrase this because this stuff is all in these science magazines, and I don't know if they just want to write it to make it sound fancier, but they make it a lot more difficult to understand than putting it in just what I call plain old English. In other words, a coffee to get going in the morning. Some people like it as a middle day drink. Some even drink it in the evening. That all works very well. But an interesting twist on this study that I didn't see on the others, sometimes you need to take a break. And the reason is, just like anything else your body starts to accustomize, get used to, it becomes resistant to the abilities of coffee helping you if you're 5 cups a day every day and you don't give it a rest. So there's a recommendation in this particular study that what you do is occasionally take a day or two off. Just skip it when you don't have to work or skip it when you, and you'll find that it revitalizes, especially the memory part. Now, the benefits of the health are there even if you're not thinking about your memory and your brain, if you're drinking your coffee, so it's not all bad. But if you're really using it to kind of stay at your peak, maybe you're going to have a test in a few days or something like that, then you lay off a day or two and science shows that it actually ends up more beneficial for you. So I don't know if that sounds straight enough for you, but the point is, almost like anything else, even regular exercise, which until a few weeks ago I have done religiously most of my life, taking a little time off once in a while has benefits. And this particular last study I came across is telling you exactly the same thing. You're better off if you give it a break once in a while. I occasionally run out of coffee. And let me interject here. I only drink organic coffee, folks. That I didn't bring up in the study, but I did see the study. There's a lot of different compounds depending on where your coffee's coming from and where it was mixed. But spend the extra buck or whatever it is. It's not much more than that to get the USDA, the green and white sticker that says USDA in it, on your coffee you're going to drink. I order mine because I live in a small town and all the coffee they've got here is just, you know, Nescafe or whatever this stuff is everybody drinks. Folgers, I don't know. So I spend the extra buck or two, but I'm only drinking a couple cups a day. I'm not into the 4 or 5 cup a day thing. So anyway, finish what you've got. It's not going to ruin your life. But from now on, spend that extra dollar or two. And there's other benefits, if we had more time, because we're going to run out of here a minute, to mention to you. I'm just taking my word for it this time, because everybody that listens to me know I study all this stuff mostly for the organics of it. And you can buy organic coffee at any major market, HEB if you're in Texas, or Kroger, and they all have an offering of it. I get mine through the mail or delivery because it's a 40-mile round trip to the nearest place I can buy organic coffee. So more than you want to know. There's other studies I can mention. Some claim that black coffee is the only way to go. Other studies, if you're a moderate coffee drinker and you don't have a problem with drinking milk, milk's fine. There's also almond milks and other things that just change the flavor. All that's okay as long, it's like everything. It's like if you eat too much candy, it's not good for you. But I particularly have a love for real raw cow's cream. And that's also difficult to find. But when I can find it, I buy almost as much as I can if they have enough. And then I freeze it in pint or half pint containers. And then I have my stash of raw, honest cow's cream 3 or 4 months at a time. For this last 30 or 40 seconds or so, I do want to mention something else that I'm going to do a show on, but I don't have it put together yet. That's the benefits of real chocolate. Now, I'm not talking about Hershey's bars or Mars bars or I'm talking about real cocoa, C-O-C-O-A. I, again, have to buy it through the mail. I buy it organically. But there's studies showing that cocoa, you know, the real unsweetened, I put a tablespoon, like 1 cup every morning, along with a little cinnamon. And I could actually tell the difference after. I mean, I didn't just anticipate it. It happened. So the other thing you might want to throw in your diet on an occasion is real cocoa, any way you want to take it, if you're not adding tons of sugar and other stuff to it. So anyway, that's kind of a wrap on coffee, but appreciate you staying tuned. And we'll be back with more Organic Matters after this.